News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The recently passed omnibus tax incentive legislation is expected to boost areas within the country's manufacturing and agricultural sectors. The legislation is intended to establish a transparent and coherent regime to govern all tax incentives. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says part of the tax reform effort involves changes to the customs tariff regime. He explains that a significant aspect of this is to zero-rate all production inputs for manufacturing and agriculture, as well as for the production of tools and services.
It's an important part of our operations, and it provides for where there are goods that would otherwise be considered consumer goods. If it is part of your production process and you certify to customs that this is part of your tools of trade, so to speak, then you get it in zero rated.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. The Ministry of Youth and Culture has launched the Reducing the Juvenile Population in State-Supported Institutions in Jamaica project. The project will pilot a mobile mental health service for children placed in custodial care in state-supported residential child care facilities and juvenile correctional centers in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine.
Because it makes no sense that we implement policies, which we have, but we're not equipping and rehabilitating minds. So this is a simultaneous approach. When we decided to go in this direction, we all approached UNICEF and the EU to help us with something. Give us something in the meantime that could help. And that is where the idea for the mobile clinic came from first.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. The program is being implemented by the Child Development Agency and the Ministries of Health and Justice. Upgrading work valued at $68 million is expected to start on the Turtle River Road in Ouchery, St. Anne, Monday, December 2. The work is part of a wider development project being carried out in the area by the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC. UDC General Manager Desmond Malcolm says Phase 1 of the development will see the transformation of the existing road into a three-lane thoroughfare.
The next phase of that project will see a proper boardwalk being built utilizing lands owned by the UDC. Also, the main street will be transformed, particularly during ship day, into two lanes. The idea behind that is to allow our foreign guests to share their experience and, of course, some of their money with the normal merchant along that corridor.
The Turtle River Road project is one of three major development initiatives being undertaken in Ouchery, being funded by the Port Authority of Jamaica and the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Cabinet has approved the implementation of the Non-Communicable Disease NCD Strategic Plan 2013-2018. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this is one of the means by which the government aims to achieve its goal of reducing the number of avoidable deaths related to non-communicable diseases.
We will be working assiduously, especially as it relates to our primary care centers, to move towards our 25% reduction by 2025. Now, I'm very happy that the government have now brought on board approval of that strategic plan.
The NCD Strategic Plan 2013-2018 was completed after much stakeholder consultation. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting is urging financial institutions to help the government clamp down on money laundering and other illegal activity by cooperating with the Financial Investigations Division, the FID. While noting that the FID often faces challenges in obtaining reports from financial institutions, Minister Bunting stressed the importance of reporting suspicious transactions.
Tracing the money will often lead law enforcement officials to uncover other seemingly unrelated criminal activities. The fact is, a criminal who is involved in narco trafficking, for example, will almost certainly be involved in money laundering. Likely to be involved in other crimes such as defrauding customs, tax evasion.
Minister Bunting says where moral suasion proves unsuccessful, the authorities will go after institutions that are negligent in filing reports on suspicious financial transactions. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.